USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A heat wave blamed for at least three deaths over the weekend, expected to finally break today for the people who've been living under that dome of high pressure, which sent temperatures soaring over the weekend from the Midwest to the East Coast. Some relief finally coming today as a front will be moving through, bringing possibly severe thunderstorms across those regions.
I believe yes, no doubt about it.
That's a top Democrat's response when he was asked if he thinks President Trump is a racist. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings, speaking on ABC's This Week, also defending the so-called squad, the four Democratic women of color in Congress who President Trump's been feuding with.
These are folks and women who love their country, and they work very hard, and they want to move us towards that more perfect union.
USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Puerto Rico's governor says he will not seek re-election next year after a week of protests and calls for him to step down. Ricardo Rossello says he's going to quit as the head of his new progressive party as well. Protesters have filled the streets of San Juan calling for his resignation over leaked text messages between him and top aides, which ridiculed hurricane victims and other political figures. Thousands of people are expected to attend the 110th NAACP convention, a five-day event that got started yesterday at the Cobo Center in downtown Detroit. With another Democratic presidential debate around the corner, there are some major politicians who will be speaking at the convention, including Cory Booker and Amy Klobuchar. At the British Open Sunday,
in Ireland's Shane Lowry is an Open champion.
That is heard on NBC Sports. It was Shane Lowry's first major victory in his career. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Two top Trump administration officials are abroad talking trade. USA's Chris Barnes has the detail.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with his Mexican counterpart for trade talks in Mexico City, discussing trade and immigration, as in June, the Trump administration tied trade and immigration together with a threat of stiff import duties on Mexican goods beginning July 22nd if the neighbor to the south does not act to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Tokyo discussing trade issues between Japan and South Korea. A trade dispute between those two U.S. allies has been threatening the global supply of smartphones and memory chips. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teams behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide as the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of 8th graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months. Haley Hardcastle is an 18-year-old from suburban Sherwood who introduced the bill along with other student leaders. She says it changes the stigma around mental health and encourages kids to be honest with their parents if they're struggling. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.